In Arizona, a state education group estimates that almost 1 in 4 public school teaching jobs there are vacant, and thousands of working teachers aren't properly certified. The state's governor and legislature say they're trying to fix it. Teachers say they're not doing enough. Katie Campbell from member station KJZZ has the story.
Christine Hollingsworth is the principal at Acacia Elementary School in Phoenix. She says trying to hire teachers now is a lot different than when she started 17 years ago.
When I wanted to hire a teacher, I could go onto our job site and look for, say, a first grade teacher and have 200 names pop up. Now, I'm lucky if I have 5 pop up.
High school teacher Joe Thomas says Arizona's problem is clear.
We do not have competitive salaries. We cannot keep our classrooms with a classroom teacher in them.
Thomas is president of the state's largest teachers union, and in 2018 marched with tens of thousands in support of a statewide teachers strike sparked in part because of low pay. Response from elected leaders, Thomas says, hasn't been enough.
And the legislature and the governor just simply do a little bit on the margin. But as long as we have 1,800 classrooms without a certified qualified teacher, we know that there's still more work to be done.
Arizona has been in the bottom tier among states for median teacher pay since at least 2016. That makes neighboring states like California, New Mexico, and Utah look awfully attractive, says Annabelle Aportella, a researcher with the Arizona School Boards Association.
It's relatively easy for teachers to simply move over a state and get much higher pay. So we're kind of a perfect storm.
Following the 2018 teacher strike, Arizona's Republican Governor Doug Ducey promised to increase teacher pay. His budget proposal this year includes restoring money taken from schools in years past, and he wants to increase funding for college for future teachers. In his State of the State address this year, Ducey said progress is being made.
Arizona has experienced the second highest growth in new teachers enrolling in teacher preparation programs.
The governor's critics in education aren't impressed and are appealing to voters directly. For the second time since 2018, they're pushing a ballot measure to raise taxes on the wealthiest Arizonans. They say it would generate about $940 million a year. Teachers Union President Joe Thomas.
And all of the plans and the ideas that we see that come out of the legislature are always a little bit too little and a little bit too late.
The tax measure's ballot language was disqualified in 2018, and it remains to be seen if its backers this year can get enough signatures to put it in front of voters in November. If they do, they can expect opposition from Republicans, including Governor Ducey.
No new taxes. Not this session, not next session, not here in this chamber, not at the ballot box, not on my watch.
Can I get up?
Janeth Lopez is starting the day with her third graders at Acacia Elementary School in Phoenix. Her students are working on fractions this morning, very quietly.
I love how silent we are this morning.
Lopez has about 25 students in her class, and really, she's a student too. She's a student teacher in her senior year at Arizona State University. Kim Hawes is her mentor, an Acacia Elementary veteran of nearly 3 decades.
A lot of students that I have currently, I had their parents or siblings. So I know these kids inside and out.
Hawes is there to help Lopez and one other paid student teacher prepare for a career in education. The mentor program is good for Lopez because it means she won't be surprised in her first solo year. But it's really good for schools like Acacia Elementary, where a statewide teacher shortage has left its mark. Acacia Elementary is just one of more than 30 schools in the Washington Elementary School District. That means Principal Christine Hollingsworth is competing even within her own district to find and keep teachers. The student-teacher model gives her other options.
These girls have a foundation now of exactly what to expect. They've already spoken to me about working in education next year when they're done. So a very successful year led to 2 very successful teaching careers.
About 200 districts across Arizona started this school year with more than 1,800 teaching positions vacant. Nearly 4,000 positions have been filled by long-term substitutes, people with emergency teaching certificates, international teachers, and student teachers like Lopez. And while she's in it to see students succeed, Lopez says recent movements like Red for Ed in 2018 have raised concerning issues. issues like low pay.
Teachers do deserve more for their work. You'll have teachers who come in early in the morning and stay late at night, and it is fair to ask for a salary that reflects that.
It's not all about salary for Lopez, but it doesn't hurt that she is being paid. Others in the program are not. Hollingsworth says the experience alone is invaluable.
Give the teachers the foundation that they need, because education is not the same, and it is difficult. The teachers need a lot of support nowadays, and this program gives them ultimately all that support.
Katie Campbell, KJZZ News, Phoenix.